This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac network of podcasts.
So the attendance dropped by a very significant number. Perhaps maybe 80, 85% of people were not able to make it there. And that was very, very huge. So we didn't get the turnout that we were expecting as much as, you know, but it was a beautiful event, you know, after all. I remember my session starting and a member of the team went ahead to, you know, get people to come to the class. And so we started seeing people coming into the class and like, oh, you're talking about climate change. Okay, well, there's not much happening around. So maybe I might just stick around and, you know, listen. And so what happened is all the people, most of the people that registered for the class initially were not able to make it down there. And so the bulk of people that showed up at the class or, you know, during the session were not people that were entirely ready for the class, which made it a bit more interesting for me because like, I'm like, okay, you guys didn't know you were coming to a class about climate change. Like, yeah, that's a thing. But it was interesting eventually, you know, because the idea was not to just like teach. The idea was to have a conversation with these people. And so the short way to answer the question is that the class was engaging. It was interesting. And for a lot of people, perhaps everyone that attended the class, it was eye-opening, you know, because they started to meet with statistics that they've not seen before. They started to see illustrations that they've not, you know, seen as well before. And then what perhaps the best part of it for me was to see interest about climate change just develop in them within the 90-minute session. They were like, oh yeah, this is actually a thing. And that was a really, really great part of the session for me. So yeah, it was great. It was interesting. It was engaging. And I'm grateful that I got to, you know, lead the conversation.
I have a question, Olubanji. You said at one point that it was a 90-minute presentation. That's great.
90? Yeah.
Is that what you said? Wow. And that's a big, long presentation.
Yeah,
and you said you saw people transform. What was their biggest aha? What did you hear?
So there were lots of moments where I think the very first moment where people were like, oh, this is interesting was I think it was the part where we started talking about the natural sources of carbon. And then I was like, okay, so now that we've talked about the natural sources of carbon, what are some of the unnatural sources of carbon that you know? And they started talking about all the unnatural sources and it just kept going. The list kept growing. It kept growing. And then it wasn't so hard for them to say, oh, we actually have a problem. If we have just these natural sources, I mean, that's about four natural sources. I think there's volcanic eruption. There is, you know, breathing, respiration, and, you know, two others. And then we started looking at all the unnatural sources, cars, you know, transportation and a lot of all that stuff. And they were like, oh, wow, if we're doing this much to the environment, then there's actually a problem. So yeah, that was one of the biggest part. The other one would be when there's a page in the almanac that has 10,000 dots. And we also went through that illustration about how if we hit one more dot, the entire human civilization as we know it might actually be wiped out. And we're like, whoa, 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 give me a break. When is that going to happen? I'm like, well, it shouldn't if we prevent it. Because you're like, well, you know, it sounded like we have just one lifeline. And yeah.
Christina has a question for you, Labanji.
Okay.
Could you take questions during your presentation?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, great. So what was your favorite, like the one that stood out? I'm curious.
What question stood out? I think it was about beef. Yeah, where a lady who is a lover of beef, she was enjoying the conversation until we started to talk about beef. And then I saw the discomfort in her face. I was like, do you have something to say?
Oh.
And she went, no, I can do every other thing, but there's no way I'm going to stop eating, you know, beef. Like, well, they're about, I mean, and I started to explain how methane is a very dangerous gas and how it might actually be, you know, 84 times worse in the atmosphere than carbon. So she was actually struggling at that point, okay, I want beef, but I don't want the bad part of cows as well. So, and she was like, what do we do? I'm like, well, don't eat beef, or at least eat it less. You can start from there.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't care about concrete. She was like, I don't care. Like combustion, well, you know, we can manage that. And then it was like, coal. But the moment we talked about cows, she was like, nope, don't go there. don't go there. Yeah.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.